Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
About a minute to go till third quarter begins in this West final. Riders down 11-4 after 30 minutes of play. Luke and I are in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers. Search it, watch it, bid on it. Buy it at McDougalBay.com and on the McDougal Bay app. And Luke, I pray we are not talking about the field goal attempt at the end of the half.
I pray we're not talking about that. That was horrendous clock management by Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And it was really perplexing because Coach Dickinson is a special teams coach, and he's a damn good one. When you're a special teams coordinator, you are on top of all clock scenarios, because that's when you get your kicker out there to win a game or to tie a game, things like that. So for them to bungle that last little set with, what was it, 40 seconds on the clock, they had both timeouts. Just, it was horrendous, and they can't keep making the same mistakes. Unfortunately, we admire Coach Dickinson for his ability to say, yeah, that was on me, I screwed up, but you can't keep making the same mistake, and felt like deja vu.
Like Mitchell Blair said, it's the second time in two games that same mistake has happened, once in the Edmonton game and here.
Well, if Scruffy says it, you know it's evident.
Yeah. The Riders, Riders kicking off to start this third quarter. They will be going into the Maxtron. The Bombers will return going right to left, and folks from far and wide tuned in for this one. Sook BC, Chris, who's a son of the city of Regina, is listening. We've got High Level Alberta and Shaniko from Oregon. Thank you for being with us. Janarian Grant from his eight on the numbers, 20, 25. Grant Hopson is down at the 30-yard line. There's a pileup of bodies there. Gary Johnson Jr. doing some really nice work on special teams so far, making the tackle. 67-yard kickoff, 22 yards on the return.
Glad you mentioned Gary Johnson Jr., even though he made the tackle. You're right, he has been playing well on special teams since he's been here.
He's the guy, when you look at his numbers, 6 foot 230, first year out of Texas. You look at his reputation, you wonder if he's another Solomon Elamimian type and how much he likes playing behind
Solomon. Got to let him bake in the oven a little bit.
Three receivers wide for Zach Caleros. First and 10 from the 31. They'll throw into the boundary side. It's a little slant, incomplete, intended for Darvin Adams. Flagged down at the point of contact. And then Nick Marshall just hit Darvin Adams in the face. Gave him a slap in the face.
Pass.
Nobody saw it.
Saskatchewan number three.
I'm not sure
penalty.
I like this call.
Automatic. First down.
I'm not sure I like this call. Nick Marshall doesn't have his other arm involved in the play. As a matter of fact, I look at that as him competing for the football. Fortunately for the Riders, doesn't cost him a whole ton of yards like some pass interference calls do, but this looks like he timed it up great. I don't see that call at all.
I would agree with that 100%, and then Marshall cannot be slapping Darvin Adams in the face.
He can't do that. That's not a good idea at all.
He got away with it, but yikes. First and 10 from the 41. Hand off to Harris. Trying a little inside zone run. Stopped. Solomon Elamimian is there, and Charleston Hughes off the edge for minimal gain.
Outstanding job. Charleston Hughes, the first guy in on Andrew Harris. He shoots the B gap to where he's on the right of or on the outside of, and that's what you want to see. Your vet's taking control. You also see number 10 in there burying his helmet right under the chest plate, Solomon Elamimian. Second and 10 to start the quarter and the second half for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
This segment of the game for Capital Auto Mall and Young's Equipment. Left hash mark, 43-yard line. Three receivers wide. Andrew Harris pointing out blitzes because there's a cluster of eight Riders on the line of scrimmage. Kolaris, corner route for Dembski at the 35, is caught. Spins off Mike Adam, 30, down at the 25-yard line. Riders brought the house. Kolaros made them pay.
Yeah, if you're going to bring the house, you got to play good man-on-man defense. And Adam just gets beat on a corner route by Nick Dembski, who's having himself a heck of a couple weeks here in the playoffs. And you're right, DT, there's no safety back there because Riders are in man. 42 yards later, the Bombers are knocking on the door out of the gate. And this is a team that started really quickly in the third quarter of last game against Calgary.
And they salted that game away, turned into a three-touchdown victory. Dembski 7 for 70 last time he was here. That's a big pickup. Four-man rush. Kolaros pumps, has time. End zone for Dembski. Two men in coverage, incomplete. Derek Moncrief looked like he had him high, and no chance for Dembski.
Moncrief and Gainey were on the scene there. They had four defensive backs, if you count Moncrief, to play three receivers in a zone. And when you have that situation, you just want to make sure you're communicating to the point where nobody gets in behind you, or if someone is behind you, you've got the leverage.
Incompletion for Kolaros makes him 9 of 14 for 148 in this game. That can't be right. That's got to update. That big catch to Dembski, second and 10 from a 25. Riders bringing four. Kolaros pumps, hooked to Dembski, and he's dropped, hit a couple of times. Inside the 20 at the 17-yard line. That'll be short. Needs the 15-yard line for a first down. It'll be third and a yard and a half. And Andrew Harris wants to go for it. And on comes the big team. And Chris Strebler, they are going to go for it.
Well,
time for a stop for the Riders.
Well, Winnipeg made Calgary look inept in these situations where Strebler was the obvious ball carrier. We talked about winning the line of scrimmage. Who's going to be more physical? This right here is what we'll use to settle that argument.
Strebler in the sneak formation with Dembski running across. Strebler across the 15. He's got it easily down to about the 12-yard line, and that'll be a Bombers first down.
Yeah, it's a good job by Jamarcus Hardrick, and actually Chris Strebler understanding where Jamarcus is going to be. He just gets right off the tail end of number 51, this big right tackle, and who had collapsed the left side of the Riders' D-line. They got a first down. If I'm Saskatchewan, I run pressure here with no man, no safety now, because you've got the back of the end zone to use as an extra defender.
Strebler's still in the game. 0 for 1 passing. First and 10 just outside the 12. He will keep it. He'll go left side. He is hit quickly and dropped for a loss. Ella Mimian with the tackle, holding Strebler to no gain.
And that's what you didn't see in Calgary. Ella Mimian, Cam Judge, they welcomed that challenge. They said, all right, Chris Strebler, you want to sit in there? You want to beat Tim Tebow? We got your number. They tackle him, second and 9 for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
And Kolaros is back into the game for the second and 9 from the 11-yard line. Bailey Wolitarski out to the wide side. Darvin Adams into the boundary. Kolaros looking to Adams, now dropping. It's caught at the 5-yard line. Is that Dembski and a bunch of Riders? First down would be at the 3, so they're going to be short. And Mike Yedem is mad at the officials. You might have been able to catch some of him yelling at the officials.
Well, Adam doesn't like the fact that somebody from the Winnipeg Blue, I think it was Lawler, just absolutely barreled in onto the pile at the end of that play and could have taken someone out. Riders doing a good job of locking in there. Medlock will kick the field goal. He gets this. Winnipeg's up by 10.
Third and 3, so that apparently too much for Strebler and their dangerous short yardage package. This is a nice win for the Riders.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, if they had looked a lot better, if Saskatchewan hadn't stopped Strebler on the line of scrimmage when they were running the ball, Winnipeg might have felt a little bit more confident. I think they talked him out by the way they handled the first package.
Medlock just outside the 13-yard line. Left hash. It's Justin Medlock. It's good. 9:23 remains. Riders now trailing 14-4. Riders will get the ball. We will go to break. 9:23 remains. 10-point game. Riders trail on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. 9:23 remains in the third quarter. Riders now down 14-4 after the Justin Medlock field goal. To the sidelines for Michael Ball. Ballsy?
Hey, guys. The Bombers are the kings of chunk plays, big plays in the CFL. But that, interestingly enough, after that short chip shot field goal, capped off their first trip to the red zone in the playoffs.
Which is remarkable, right, when they put up oh so many points on the Stampeders without ever having been in the red zone. Thank you, Ballsy. His sideline reports are for Ritchie Brothers. Thinking of selling? Book a Ritchie Brothers on the farm or industrial auction where everything sells regardless of price.
Well, that little drop by Ballsy just exemplifies why you've got to stop Winnipeg in their big playability.
Fajardo splits out William Powell. Empty backfield, four-man rush. Gunning completed at the 42-yard line to Powell. Kyrie Wilson with the tackle after a pickup of 8.
Yeah, you're going to see a little bit more of a sense of urgency now on behalf of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and I don't know if number 29 in that run game is going to factor in here in the third quarter. If they get the lead or they get it closer, I think they really start pounding it in the fourth, but third quarter seems to me like they're going to have to start to air it out a little bit.
Second and 2, this would seem to be time for little William Powell, and it will be Powell. Bounces left side, 45, 50. Still moving, pushing to midfield. William Powell, the pickup of 12, and a Riders first down.
That's a great job by Powell. He had 2 yards. He ended up getting 12. Now you're at the middle of the field.
And the Riders
quickly.
And the Riders, yes, go to the line immediately for Agco and Sasktel. Don't give the Bombers a second to breathe. Fajardo calling out the play. It's passed out to Shaq Evans at the boundary wide receiver spot. Handed off, sweep to Powell. Cuts back inside on Big Hill. Running through another tackle, spinning off. He's across the 50 to the 48-yard line. Someone lost a helmet. Powell with another pickup of 7.
Well, Corey Watson's out here pancaking Chris Sales as the run is taking place, and I stand corrected. The Riders go to the run twice now. And if they're going to run like that, it's going to be part of the game plan in the third quarter, because that is a powerful run by William Powell. He gets 7 yards to the right side, and it's 2nd and 3.
And as you like to say, the whole playbook is open.
Yeah, absolutely.
On 2nd and 3. Kyron Moore, wide receiver to the wide side. Patrick Lavoie, the slot back. They'll show 6. Gunned. It's Kyron Moore dancing down to the 40-yard line, and just across it, Kyron Moore. Pickup of 9, and a Riders first down.
Well, they got a one-on-one for Kyron Moore, and if Nick Taylor doesn't pursue this down, Kyron Moore's got a ton of space and only one guy to beat, which would have been Nick Taylor. Or excuse me, not Nick Taylor. I think it was Mercy Maston. Either way, they managed to, and the Bomber or Riders still get a first down out of it.
Patrick Lavoie out, Corey Watson in. 1st and 10 from the 39 with just under 7 to go in the third quarter. Fajardo looking to the field, slant. Manny Arsenault has a catch at the 35 and down to the 34-yard line. Caught on Jones for the tackle.
And it's the perfect throw, because if Fajardo takes any more time, Big Hill's down, excuse me, after getting in on the tackle. But if Fajardo takes any more time to throw this quick slant, unfortunately, Manny runs right into Big Hill, and they risk a turnover or maybe a hit receiver and an incomplete pass. Fortunately, they're 2nd and 5, and the Bombers are checking out their middle linebacker.
Yeah, he tried to get to the sidelines, took a knee near the 40. Drew Dalby is on that sideline. Dalby, what do you see from Big Hill?
When he went down, he went right to the trainer, signaled to them. It looks to be his right hand. I don't know if he got stepped on or something, but they're definitely taking a look at that right hand now.
All right, thank you, Dalby. Drew Dalby on the sidelines. For Ritchie Brothers, thinking of selling? Book a Ritchie Brothers on the farm or industrial auction where everything sells regardless of price. We will take an injury break. The injury report brought to you by WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury is too many. Make zero your mission at home, work, and play. 6:29 remains in the third quarter. Riders down 10 and driving on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 6:29 left in the third quarter. Riders down 10. 2nd and 5 from the Bombers' 34-yard line. Fajardo looking to the wide side, now across the middle. Gunning for Corey Watson and Shaq Evans, who were both in the same area. It's incomplete, and it's 3rd down. Riders field goal team coming on.
Well, Zach Caleros has plenty of time. The problem is there's nobody open. And to the left, you might have had something show up. But again, you were just going to have to rely more on additional timing. So that's on the secondary. That's a great play and really a great defensive scheme call, because there was 0 receivers open.
Fajardo now 15 of 22 passing. Brett Lowther on for a field goal just shy of the 42-yard line right in the center of the field. Snap is good. The kick is up. And it is good as well. 5:58 remains. Riders back within a touchdown. It's another field goal and another $3 off any large pizza at all participating Western Pizza locations next Tuesday. Brett Lowther has us $6 off some pizza. We will go to break for Vaderstad and McDougal Auctioneers. 5:58 to go. Riders down 7 as the West Final continues on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. .558 left in the third quarter here at Mosaic Stadium. The West Final sees the Riders down 14-7. Very nice 7-play, 40-yard drive, including a couple of first downs. Ends with a Brett Lowther 42-yard field goal. Cody Fajardo 3-for-4 on the drive. This segment of the game for our friends at Redhead Equipment. Looks like, is that Chris Strebler in a quarterback to start this drive? As the Bombers are going to kook it up a little bit.
And they've already identified that up front on the defensive line. You see Charleston Hughes talking it through with Micah Johnson and A.C. Leonard. And again, you don't have to be intimidated at all when you see that. You know what's coming. 90% chance of run.
Right hash mark, first down, tight end formation. Fake the handoff. Strebler's going to pass. He was looking for Miller. Now he tucks it and runs. Fumbled. He stripped at the 35. Somebody got him at 35, and it looks like the Riders are on it. Strebler felt pressure off the right side. Strebler might have got it back, but two Riders were on the ground already. And this should end up. Oh, give it to the Riders. Zach Caleros brings his more of his offense onto the field.
The referees are still not signaling it.
They're breaking up scraps for the ball.
Well, they've given it to the offense. But again, that's a great job by the Riders. Be prepared. They Bombers threw one route in that run package. It was not open. They double-teamed the route. And Strebler had nothing to do or couldn't do anything with it and fumbled the ball.
And you saw who they tried to sneak out, the tight end, Mike Miller. Not a common receiving target. Second and 10 from the 35. Riders will bring just 3. Six-man protection. Gunn Dembski gets down immediately at the 45-yard line. Solomon Elamimian with the tackle. It's right at the sticks, and it's a Bombers first down.
That's the problem right there. I mean, you've got Moncrief and Elamimian backing up into a zone, and unfortunately, Moncrief's got two guys to deal with, and instead of going with the guy on his inside, he drifts towards the guy in his peripheral on the right, and Caleros makes a timely throw. First down, Bombers.
Just across the 45-yard line and just inside the left hash mark. Dembski, the slot back to the boundary side. He comes into the backfield. Caleros looking across the middle, now scrambles out to his left. Guns it, little comeback. It's Darvin Adams at the 50. Got it on Nick Marshall. Looks like they waved it incomplete, and it will be second down.
And Caleros got blasted by Cam Judge at the end of that play there. This house in Ryderville is about to rock. This is a big second and 10 for this Rider defense.
Adams, no catch there, but 3-for-85. He has been the weapon for this Bombers attack. Four receivers out to the wide side. Adams, the lone man to the boundary. Caleros dropping back. Has Adams on a drag route at the 50. Turns it upfield, and he will not get there. Some good tackling has him down about the 52-yard line.
And the most generous spot in the world will give them an extra yard. It'll still be short, but my Lord, that referee.
Yeah, they're marking that at the 53.
That is an incredible spot.
Leaves them two.
It's almost as if the ref owes O'Shea some money. That is a generous spot.
Third and two in a bit. Fortunately, doesn't mean too much to the Riders as Medlock is on to punt. Marcus Thigpen back to return, standing just outside his own 10-yard line. We tick down to 3:09 left in the third quarter. Medlock, he'll take this into the short side, forcing Thigpen to run. Caught at the 18 on the fly, 25. Medlock gives him no reason or no room to return. And some extra scrumming there on the Winnipeg sidelines. Riders football, first and 10 at their own 28-yard line. Let's go down to the sidelines for Michael Ball. Ballsy?
Derek, that hit on Kolaros, the ref reached for his flag, and I think he's looking to see if Kolaros was hurt. If Kolaros maybe showed signs of being injured, he was going to throw the flag, but he kept it in his pocket.
And that is good news. We're going to break, 2:57 to go in the third quarter. Riders down 7 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 2:57 remains in the third quarter. Riders down 14-7. Riders football, first and 10, their own 28-yard line. We check on Cody Fajardo's stats to tell you he is 15 of 22 for 185 yards.
Never mind that stat either. Here's the one stat. The Riders can't cross the goal line with the football right now.
That is true so far. Empty out the backfield, four-man rush. Fajardo gunning. William Powell on the corner route. He's caught it. Is he in bounds?
He was in bounds.
Beautifully done at the Winnipeg 51-yard line. 31-yard catch for William Powell.
Yeah, that's a 1-on-1 corner. It's a mismatch in the Riders' eyes. William Powell on a linebacker. He gathers this corner out beautifully right prior to the sideline, and the Riders, it's quieted down quickly here. They're going to go right away. O'Shea's looking to the jumbo trying to see the replay in order to challenge it potentially, but the Riders are going.
Double tight end. And they'll pass out of it. Fajardo dropping back, going deep for Shaq. Nope. Underthrown and picked off at the 15-yard line. Winston Rose got him, 25-30. Rose still rolling, 40. Breaks the tackle, 50. Into Rider territory. Winston Rose caught from behind inside the Rider 35-yard line. That play never had a chance.
Well, it didn't have a chance because it was underthrown. Now, regardless of whether it was an oblique or just not enough power in the shoulder, whatever. Turnovers are season-defining in the playoffs. And that right there, with 2:13 left in the third quarter, that right there is going to be tough to overcome. Especially when you got a rider down after the play.
It's Taron Vaughn. Drew Dalby is on that sidelines. Dalby?
Taron Vaughn looked like he got hit maybe a block in the back or something like that. Didn't get a flag or anything, but he was down and in immediate and immense pain. And now the trainers are looking at him. Even the Winnipeg trainers were quickly waving over the Saskatchewan staff to come take a look at him.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's when the other trainers are waving you frantically. That is not a great sign. Certainly hope the best for Taron Vaughn. Dalby sideline report for Ritchie Brothers. Thinking of selling? Book a Ritchie Brothers on the farm or industrial auction where everything sells regardless of price. Just seeing the replay of that throw, Luke, Cody puts everything he has into it. He's not particularly under pressure.
No.
Not to the point where it affected his throw. And when we saw it leave his hand, Shaq wasn't quite turned for the ball yet.
It was underthrown.
You felt sick the second it got out of his hand.
Well, here's the thing. They didn't need it. You don't need to press there. And Cody Fajardo's pressing. And we talked about them not being able to cross the goal line with the football. The reason I said that is the Riders aren't going to win this kicking field goals.
Yep.
Right now, unfortunately, they got one of the best kicking field goal kickers in the league already within range, and the Bombers have a first down on the 34.
Taron Vaughn runs off, his left arm cradled in his body. You start to worry about Stinger, if it was something in that vein, because he seems all right, and he grabs at his neck. The Riders need their left tackle to be healthy when they get the ball back. It's first and 10, Bombers from the 34. Strebler, quarterback draw, not going anywhere. 9-9. A.C. Leonard has him for a loss of one, and backflips.
This defense came to play today. They've settled down after the first quarter. That's a phenomenal play by A.C. Leonard. He's just heads up. They understand the situation. Oh, Strebler's in? 90% chance this is a run of some sort.
Yeah.
A.C. Leonard chases it down, and the Bombers are in 2nd and 7. The defense is doing everything they can, DT. The offense has got to help them out eventually.
Solomon Elamimian talked about you just need good communication and you need assignment soundness against Strebler. This is Kolaros on 2nd and 11 at quarterback. And he will draw play to Andrew Harris. Tackled for a loss as well, Micah Johnson.
Yeah.
Third down bomber.
And Johnson just shrugs off an attempted break from rookie Drew Desjarlais and gets in on the tackle on Harris. I'm telling you, this defense is ready. They're answering the call. The offense has to help them out. There's no two ways about it.
And based on what we expect to happen here with the best kicker in the history of the CFL, they're going to need to find two scores. Currently 14-7. This 43-yard field goal would give the Bombers a 10-point lead. Snap is good. The kick is up. And it is good as well. 33 seconds remain in the third quarter. The Bombers 17, the Riders 7. This segment of the game for our friends at Redhead Equipment. 17-7 with 32 seconds to go. Turnovers crushing the Riders so far. The fumble from William Powell. The interception by Cody Fajardo.
Crushing is a very good word for this situation, DT. Just terrible set of circumstances here.
But Cody's got 216 yards passing. There's no saying he can't do it. Fajardo throwing quickly. Kyron Moore at the 40. He is hit hard by Marcus Sales and down. It'll be a pickup of 5, as I think Phillip Blake is currently at left tackle. If I'm looking across, that looks like Blake. And Shepley is in at right guard.
Blake switched over to LT.
In all this depth, you also have a lot of positional flexibility among all the players, which is a huge boon to the Riders. Vaughn is having a tremendous season at that left tackle spot. Certainly hoping he can get back into the game. We'll update you as soon as we can. Six-man pressure. Fajardo feeling it. Ducks out to the left. He's going to run. Got the first down. 50-55. 50 into Rider territory at the 48-yard line. Cody Fajardo, 21-yard scramble. And a Rider's first down as the final play of the third quarter for Quality Tire and Young's Equipment. The scoreboard. Quality Tire. Quality Tire. They know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. Riders down 17-7, driving once again. Fourth quarter's next on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 15 minutes remain in the West Final. Riders trail 17-7. They are into Bomber territory. First and 10 from the Bomber 48-yard line, and Taron Vaughn, left tackle, is back into the game. Good news for the Riders as he's recovered from his injury. This segment of the game for Nutrien and AgCo, and Luke and I are in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougall Auctioneers. Search it, watch it, bid on it. Buy it at McDougallBay.com and on the McDougall Bay app.
Again, not the defense you want to be playing when you're down two scores. Richie Hall is a vet in these situations in the fourth quarter.
Double tight end, it's Dakota Shepley to the left, Patrick Lavoie to the right. Naaman and Shaq motion that way. End around to Kyron Moore. And it's blown up by one of the backs. He's got to cut back. He's got some open space. And Fajardo is a blocker. Fajardo with the block on Alexander into the 40. Fajardo bought Kyron Moore some space. And he got 9-plus yards.
Well, Kyron Moore bought himself some space. He reverses the field when he runs into a wall of blue and gold to his right. And then again, he's so fast and quick. Next thing you know, quicker than a hiccup, he's to the left side. And Cody Fajardo is throwing a block for him. Second and one.
I didn't know if Fajardo would do it, but he did it, injury and all, helping out in whatever way he can. What a gamer. Second and a very short 1 yard. Fajardo is going to fake the handoff. He's going to throw. Will he have to settle for an underneath? It's Naaman at the 37-yard line. That's good for a first down. They wanted to go downtown to Kyron.
Yeah, they wanted to get Kyron Moore just in a one-on-one. No, Shaq Evans, excuse me, on a one-on-one with defensive back Winston Rose, and it wasn't there. Winston Rose had him covered up, and fortunately, Fajardo to his left had two shallow routes. There was Arsenault at the sticks, and there was Naaman Roosevelt coming across into the flats. They convert the first down.
Just watching the replay, I'm not going to say I'm sure Fajardo grimaced on that throw rolling out to his left, but it sure looked like it. Six-man pressure. Little quick screen to Kyron Moore, 35, 30, down to the 25-yard line. Kyron Moore with another first down at the, pardon me, at the Bomber 25.
And it's the Riders who come out in the fourth quarter and seemingly have an adjusted answer. They're going to roll with number 85 and force the Winnipeg Blue Bombers to go east-west versus being able to just cover down south.
Justin McInnes looked like came into the game. He is giving Kyron Moore a bit of a break. He's the second receiver to that wide side from the 25. Fake the handoff, gunned at Shaq, and a little quick in at the 20-yard line. High, head-high tackle from Winston Rose. The crowd does not appreciate a pickup of five.
And it might be time to get a fake slant and go, because Winston Rose, that's the second time he's jumped that quick slant. And he dang near gets in on the interception here. Tackle Shaq up high, but I'm telling you, if you throw in right now a quick slant to a fade, Winston Rose is going to be beat.
Kyron Moore back into the game as Justin McInnes comes out. Second and five from a 20. You heard the ooh from the crowd as they saw the replay of that tackle. Shaq is alone to the boundary side. Now Powell is there with him. Looking across, it's underneath Kyron. It's at the 10. Kyron Moore, the king of this drive, has the Riders' first and goal at the 8.
Yeah, and Kyron Moore, as fast as he understands what's needed out of him in this route. He just sort of takes his time. He puts himself into first gear and sort of shuffles over right above the center and Dan Clark, and Cody Fajardo finds him. They're on the goal line.
And here's a change, because I'm certain because of Cody's injury. Fajardo out, Brian Bennett in at quarterback.
Wow, you got a cold QB.
The run pass option, first and goal from the 8. Bennett, he will run it. He's got room on the right side, 5. Can he bounce outside? Cuts back, made another man miss. Bennett pushing and shoving.
Ball.
He'll be stopped short.
Oh, it might be in, nope.
Bennett with a tremendous gain on first and goal from the 8, making multiple Bombers miss.
Tell you what, he's giving me a heart attack up here in the booth. He's got the ball out displayed where those defensive backs are going to be tugging and pulling at it. That's a nice run, though, by Brian Bennett. Second and one now.
Yeah. Just outside the 1 yard line on the right hash mark.
So essentially you get 1 yard and you put it right on the edge of the goal line. You're going to have 3 more shots at it. I doubt you'll see the field goal kicker in any third down situation here.
No, you bring in
no
Shepley,
time.
You bring in Lavoie,
yeah.
Under 11 to go. You get the touchdown now because you might never get back here and your field goal kicker can hit from a long, long way. Bennett with Powell behind him. Oh, mistake. Something's been blown up. Everything went wrong on that play.
Well,
Jonathan Kongbo stops him for a 5-yard loss, and it's third down.
That had disaster written all over it from the jump. You want to know why? Because they had Bennett in shotgun on the 1-yard line.
Also not a great hit. Taron Vaughn was hurt immediately on that play. Almost the point of contact. Taron Vaughn was on his right arm. Yeah, there's... Why not just sneak it, to your point? You have 2 chances to sneak it.
I'm not sure.
Bennett
exactly
missed
right.
2 sneaks in the last time we were here.
You've got a quarterback that's played 1 play, all right? And I don't care how good he looked when he was trying to get into the end zone. He's a cold quarterback, and you put him in shotgun.
And there was clearly, an issue with the play call because Bennett ran right into the running back who hit him in the spine. Puzzling, and now they have to kick the field goal.
Yeah, you
really
don't want coaching decisions to be what loses you the game, but we've got one crazy, terrible, just abomination to finish the first half, and now this decision, I don't care which coach wanted it to happen, whatever one it is, it's wrong. You don't put a quarterback in shotgun position on the 1-yard line unless it's a formation and it's a play that you vetted throughout the season. That's the first time we've seen that from Brian Bennett. First time ever this year. It does not belong on the play in the game situation at this point in time.
And it cost the Riders great field position from the 1. We're going to take an injury break. Injury report for WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even 1 injury is too many. Make 0 your mission at home, work, and play. 10:25 remains in the fourth. Riders down 10, about to kick a field goal on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. 10:25 left in the fourth quarter. Riders down 10 with the field goal team on. We're here for Quality Tire, Seedmaster, Salford Group, and Sask Lotteries. Michael Ball with an injury update. Ballsy?
Yeah, Vaughn's on the trainer's table with Dr. Who. They're looking at his left shoulder. He looked like he was grimacing in pain coming off.
Yeah, a lot of pain for Taron Vaughn. Hopefully he's able to slug this one out. 12-yard field goal now for Brett Lowther to make this a 7-point game. It's up and it is good. 10-11 remains.
What are we? Riders just kicked a field goal and we lit fireworks.
17-10, but just one firework, so you figure that might have been a mistake.
Don't get me started.
It's another field goal, another $3 off any large pizza at all participating Western Pizza locations next Tuesday. $9 off thanks to the good work by Brett Lowther. We're going back to break. 10-11 remains. Riders down a touchdown on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network.
We're rolling here. DT's just taking a quick bathroom break. John's trying to give me some numbers to read out. I can't decipher his printing right now. Got 10 plays, 4 first downs, 5 minutes to go, I think. DT's back to save the play-by-play of the broadcast because I had no clue what I was talking about. Welcome back, DT.
It's great to be here for Bear Crop Science, Science for a Better Life, and Young's Equipment.
Pretty sure we just missed something really important there.
Yeah.
Let's roll.
First and 10 from the 35, go the Bombers. Riders down a touchdown. Zach Kolaros in the game, so they're not going to their run package yet. Three receivers wide. Kolaros, straight drop, looking wide. Going for Wolitarski. Caught at the 45, in behind LJ McCray. Out inside the 42-yard line. 33 yards for the Bombers.
Yeah, it's LJ versus Wolitarski here. LJ jams him at about 4 yards past the line of scrimmage, but Wolitarski then gets off him, and when he gets off him and sheds him, LJ McCray is behind him. And again, Zach Kolaros, accurate passer, drops a dime on the Riders, who just got within 7 points, and already they're in Medlock range again.
And it's the threat that did not exist in the first three meetings this season.
You're right.
That deep ball threat, Kolaros again. First and 10 from the Rider 41. Throwing again. Look at all this time for Kolaros. Forced out by AC Leonard, and he'll just throw it away incomplete before Charleston Hughes got him. It'll be second and 10. Drew Dalby is on the Bombers sideline. Dalby?
A lot of confidence on this sideline after the stop, forcing the field goal in the last series for the Riders. The Winnipeg defense feeling very pumped up, and the offense, it just seems that they're not even getting excited for the big plays. They just expect them, just quiet fist pumps, very confident on the Winnipeg sideline right now.
Thank you, Dalby. Time for a play from this Riders defense. Sideline reports for Ritchie Brothers. Thinking of selling? Book a Ritchie Brothers on the farm or industrial auction where everything sells regardless of price. Second and 10 from the 41. Riders showing five, bringing five. Kolaros, little in route. Dembski fighting to the 35-yard line. He will be short, but well within Justin Medlock field goal range for third down.
What's this going to be, about a 42 for Medlock? I'm pretty sure he starts his warm-up at the 42-yard line. Again, the Riders defense doing a great job of keeping Winnipeg out of the end zone. But unfortunately, the offense, every time they start to roll, they just end up kicking a field goal as well. 17-10, they're looking at being down two scores again with about 8 minutes and 20 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Your season's on the line. Something's got to happen.
Right now, we're going to be talking about four or five plays, and one of them cost
them
field
position. We're
going to be talking
about two major decisions made by the coaching staff.
Field position at the one, and they didn't get a touchdown. Medlock from just outside the 42, middle of the field, to put the Riders down 10. The kick is up, and it is good. 8:09 remains. The score is Winnipeg 20, and the Riders 10. We will go to break 20-10. Still time for the Riders. Tons of time for Fajardo and the offense when we return to the West Final on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. ...8:09 remains in the West Final. Riders down 20-10, about to take possession, first and 10 from their own 35-yard line. Derek Taylor, Luke Mullender with you. Badly timed turnovers. Well, there's no good time for turnovers. Coaching, play call, troubles. Everything going against the Riders, but still in it because the defense, Luke, is holding tight against this potent Bombers offense.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate right now. Plenty of time left in the game, though.
Ball in the left hash mark, Fajardo. In shotgun, four-man pressure. Fajardo deep across the middle. Corey Watson at the 50. Corey 35 and 30-yard line. Corey Watson, 45-yard catch and run. Where did that come from?
And then they go and totally redeem themselves. Seam route right up the middle. Number 19, been doing it all year. First down Riders on the 30.
Just going to pull up. His average depth of target this season is 5 yards downfield. That was 35 yards downfield. They were holding that one for 20 weeks, and did it ever pay off? First and 10 from the Bomber 30-yard line, middle of the field. Watson is the number two man to the field side. They'll give it to, Fajardo pulls it. It's Naaman Roosevelt, hit immediately by Winston Rose at the 25-yard line for a pickup of 5. Another catch from Naaman Roosevelt.
I'll tell you what, Winston Rose is playing himself a football game. There's no miscommunication here with him and Mercy Maston, I believe, or Chris Sales.
Marcus Sales, yeah.
Marcus Sales, excuse me. But he's Johnny on the spot there for Winnipeg, and now their Riders are at 2nd and 5.
Cannot afford a field goal here. Winnipeg is going to run the ball with Strebler, you imagine, the rest of the game. Got to get in the end zone on 2nd and 5 now. Three-man rush. Fajardo has some time. High and over Manny Arsenault and incomplete. It'll be 3rd down, and the field goal team comes on 3rd and 5.
Just a missed throw here by Fajardo. Too high for Manny Arsenault, who obviously has been in the league for a while now. His vertical is not what it used to be. Still better vertical than you or I, DT. However, he can't get up high enough to corral that football, and Lowther's in here again to kick a pretty standard 33-yard attempt. Of course, now they say it, I'm of the knock on wood.
This is a convert range. This is a standard convert, Lowther, to make this one for a 4th field goal of the game. It is good. 6:19 on the clock. Riders now down 7, 20-13. But how much time will Winnipeg eat up with this ensuing drive? We are going to go to break for Bear Crop Science, Science for a Better Life, and Young's Equipment. 20-13, the Riders trail. I believe we're going to break, John. Unless that man, no, we're gonna stay here. The man with the flag who times things tells me we're gonna keep going.
The guy with the flag is putting up the fact that we're going to a break and then telling us to continue on.
Hey, what we know is it's another field goal, Well, it's only $9 off. We stop at 9.
Here's what we know. We got 6:19, 6:17 left, and the Riders are down by 7.
$9 off any large pizza at all participating Western Pizzas next Tuesday. Clock running, ticking down to 6 minutes to go. It's still Caleros in the game. Interesting. 1st and 10 from the 35. Caleros hands it to Andrew Harris. Big hole, 40. Drops his head. Andrew Harris, 12-yard run. Brought down by Mike Edom, 1st down Bombers.
Yeah, the reason Zach Caleros is still in the game is because Strebler as an auxiliary package isn't working. So Lapo knows if he wants 2 and outs, he'll put Strebler in. If he wants to have a better chance to run down this clock, he's got to go with Zach and the multiple threat that their offense offers behind Caleros.
You still expect a ton of run plays?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. 7-6 on the play clock. 5-4. Caleros hands it off to Harris up the middle. Stop. Charleston Hughes. Mac Henry. Pardon me, that's Charbel DeBeer. Hold Harris to a gain of a couple, maybe.
Well, it's DeBeer and Micah Johnson. Micah Johnson is going to be the first defensive tackle in on this play. And again, you can't move him off the line of scrimmage. Charbel DeBeer, for a rookie, does a phenomenal job. And right now, we're looking at the biggest 2nd down of the football game for the Saskatchewan Roughriders. 2nd and 9. In punting territory, the crowd in Mosaic is lit.
Force an incompletion here. The clock will stop. You buy yourself some extra seconds. Adams, the lone receiver to the short side. Kolaros, calm as can be. Four-man rush. He's going to go deep for Adams, who's got a step. Darvin Adams overthrew him at the 12-yard line. Thank goodness. Incomplete as Adams was in behind Nick Marshall. Third down.
Well, he was in behind Nick Marshall, but Marshall expected Ed Gainey to be in position to help him out. And Ed Gainey was caught looking low, and they got in behind him again. Thankfully, they avoid absolute travesty, and Winnipeg is forced to punt. Hey, I'll tell you what a great time for a nice punt return by Thigpen here, IDT.
This would be fantastic. Medlock, line of scrimmage is the 49-yard line. If he's not the best directional kicker in the league, he's certainly one of them. And he knows to use every second on that play clock. Boots this one up, forces Thigpen. Thigpen, oh, they faked it with Marshall. Beautifully done. 25, 30, 35, 40. Nick Marshall! House, he'll be dropped at the 40-yard line. Almost a house call. Thigpen immediately took off to the right, but the ball was going to the left. Marshall, over-the-shoulder catch for a huge return.
What?
Special teams coaching.
A call. DT, I'll tell you what, there's been two things that have redeemed those two poor decision-making coaches. Oh, I can't even speak. That's how big that play was. Thiggy brings every one of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers to the left side of their field. Marshall fields it on their right and gets a humongous gain. They're on the 37, excuse me.
And that's a heck of an over-the-shoulder catch by Marshall. Wow, what a play. So 7-point game, 3:47 on the clock. First and 10 from the 37. Fajardo looking to the short side, pumps. Guns while he's falling complete to Kyran Moore inside the 30. Down to the 27-yard line, very close to a Riders first down. I can't believe what we just saw. Oh my goodness. What a punt return and what a call from
that
Coach Dickinson, Coach Terry Eisler, whoever's idea that was. It was a beauty.
And Saskatchewan is using one of their timeouts here, apparently.
Second and one from the 27 in advance of the three-minute warning. Interesting. They will have one more timeout.
Yeah. Not sure why you... No, oh. It was Saskatchewan timeout. They've taken it off the board for Saskatchewan. We're being...
Yeah, Winnipeg's over talking to their sideline. Adam Big Hill talking to their coaches on the sideline. They have taken the timeout as
off
being
Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
Well, they said it was timeout Saskatchewan.
Okay, there we go. Big Hill over to get the play call. Second and not even one, not even a ball length, according to the sticks.
Well, no doubt you're going to go for it here on third and one, so wouldn't be surprised to see maybe a shot unless they run the ball here.
Here's Brian Bennett under center, what you wanted to see from the one-yard line. Bennett pushing. He'll have the first down across the 25.
Yeah.
And that'll be a Riders first down with 3:17 on the clock.
Yeah, that's where I was anticipating maybe a shot out of that goal line formation. May as well take it. They were going to do the same play on third down anyway. Regardless, they're breathing. It's 3:05 left on the clock. They'll get in this play before the 3-minute warning, and then the game within the game starts.
Cody Fajardo back in there as you would expect. And yes,
yeah,
we have hit the 3-minute warning. My goodness, for Brett Young, realize your yield potential with high-performing canola hybrids in the TrueFlex Roundup Ready and Clearfield systems from Brett Young. Riders down 20-13 in scoring range, though. What an exciting West final we have. The conclusion when we return on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Exactly 3 minutes remain in the West final.
Oh, man.
Riders down 20-13. First and 10 on the Bomber 25-yard line.
3 minutes for the rest of your life, DT.
That is very true.
This is one of the situations that champions embrace and non-champions get cold feet.
Cody Fajardo, first year as a starter in the CFL, first playoff game as a starter. 24-33, 312 yards, no touchdowns and a pick, and gutting through a painful injury, leading the Bombers to the 25. Straight drop, four-man pressure. Fajardo throwing wide for Kyran Moore at the 6. It's caught. Moore out at the 2-yard line, and it'll be first and goal Riders. Moore down on the far, far side of the field, a 23-yard gain.
Well, the Riders wanted this route the whole way, but the problem was they were going to need some time because Moore had a number of breaks to make to get to this point. And then Cody Fajardo drops an absolute dime, just like Zach Caleros a couple of series ago, to Kyren Moore and the Riders. Right now, I'd be shocked if they go out of shotgun and throw the football.
Kyren Moore runs off the field. It didn't need to be helped off. So
well, they got their big package on. That's why.
Yeah, he's favoring his shoulder. He's having the trainers check it out. It's Fajardo, first and goal from the 3. Keeps it, rolling out to his right, throwing the corner, and it's way out of bounds and incomplete. Fajardo throwing it away and saving the day. It'll be second down.
The play, sure, it didn't work out. I'm really surprised there that we're not running the football at that point in time. You got a first down. You're 3 yards away from the goal line. Why play to the Bombers' strength? The Bombers right now have the advantage because they can use the back of the end zone as a defender. You literally only have 23 yards of space to work in. So run the football. Now you're putting yourself in a tough spot in second down.
Bombers replaced 2 defensive tackles with 2 linebackers for second and goal from the 3. High snap. It's Powell dropping his head. William Powell. Ball is out. They're going to say he's down just shy of the goal line. His reach, I don't think, ever got there.
Well, the Wounded Play Boo Bombers think they have the ball. Powell, if he puts this on the ground, is... The other referee, thankfully, has not signaled a turnover, and he's the referee that got the glance at this.
They're discussing around the 1-yard line. I thought Powell's knees were down. He reached with the ball.
We're going to see in a minute.
The Bombers bringing their jumbo team back in, their big defensive team.
Well, this is the game right here.
And that is not an exaggeration. Third and goal from the 1. A chance to tie it with a touchdown.
And a conversion.
Those are no longer automatic. That is a very good point.
I hate this.
Phillip Blake at left tackle. It is Fajardo. Third and goal from the 1. Fajardo will try the left side. He stopped. Fajardo will stop. Someone got in there on that defensive line. And the Riders will turn it over on downs. With 2:14 remaining, it's not over yet, but that's a big blow to the Riders.
Well, it's not over yet. You just got to get a turnover here. This crowd needs to get engaged. I'm not sure why people are walking towards the exits. There's so much time left, and the Bombers have the ball on literally the 2-yard line without being able to do anything. Solomon Elamimian's already on the field getting his troops ready to get a turnover here. Again, that's the third decision we're not going to like now. Throwing the ball on first and goal on the 3-yard line.
Couldn't see which Bomber made the play on that left side, but that's where Taron Vaughn would normally be. It was actually outside that, Mercy Maston. You get a stop here. Are the Bombers really going to punt from 10 yards deep in their own end zone? And then a touchdown could win the game. You got to get that stop. It's Chris Strebler in at quarterback with many tight ends in front of him. Strebler will just run it straight upfield. He's hit at the 3, still pushing forward. He's at the 7. Strebler appears to have a pickup of 5 with 2:07 on the clock, and it will run. They'll bring Zach Kolaros in now. Kolaros, Bailey, and Kenny Lawler come in
to see where they go. I don't want to see, tell you the truth, zone defense. I'd like to see them trust guys, throw some pressure at Caleros, play man-to-man, and just win your one-on-ones. Caleros has the ability to slice you in zones right now. Let's see what happens.
This Bombers protection has been tremendous in this game. They will bring 5. Caleros has time. He's in his end zone. He's going to scramble. 5-10. Caleros scrambles for a first down. He's at the 15-yard line, and Zach Caleros gets the Bombers a first down with 1:45 on the clock. One of the Riders needs an extra minute to get up and is limping.
Still time.
And it's Nick. Is that Nick Marshall? Marshall really favoring the 1 leg. If he stays in, this is a gutty performance. We have a timeout on the field with 1:45 on the clock. Time to tell you AC Leonard, a couple of sacks in this game. Our QB sacks, as always, brought to you by Mako. Had a collision of your own?
Hey.
Want to get it perfect again? Better get Mako.
Nick Marshall needs to get off the field if he can't walk, because every one of the Blue Bomber linemen are looking at Nick Marshall right now. You ever seen a bunch of lions, hungry lions in Africa in those documentaries?
Yeah.
They sort of stalk the sick deer or whatever. They're stalking Marshall right now.
It's Strebler in at quarterback. Marshall looks like he's nursing a left calf problem. Strebler at quarterback. He will keep it, and he will be dropped. He was wrestled down at the 10. Someone, I believe Cam Judge, was on him immediately, and that's a significant loss for the Bombers. Second and 14, 1:41 on the clock.
Yeah, Paul Lapolis letting them down a little bit there by putting Strebler in. Again, the entire linebacking core and secondary, D-line.
Oh, Marshall just waved off Ailey Buka. They sent Ailey Buka on to replace Marshall. He waved it off.
Well, they've got to get Marshall now to play off man. He can't be impressed limping, but he seems to have kicked off the limp.
They sent Darvin Adams against Marshall on that far side of the field. See if Kolaris goes there on second and 13. Kolaris looking to the other side. Dumped underneath to Andrew Harris, tackled by Cam Judge at the 15. He gets back the yards lost on the first down. Third down, Bombers, 1:15 on the clock. Still time for the Riders.
Yeah, so the Bombers can burn 20 seconds off the clock, which will bring it down to about 55 seconds if they use it all once the whistle blows here. The Riders are going to need a good return. I guarantee you the Bombers aren't falling for the fake, for the okey-doke again, and if they do, good on them. I doubt it, though. They need a big kick out of Medlock here, and he set the standard in the kicking game in the CFL for so long, DT, that I would bet on them getting a big kick.
Big Pen standing just outside his own 42-yard line, awaiting this kick. 4, 3, 2 seconds on the play clock. Medlock puts this one up. It's in the middle of the field at the 50. Big Pen, 55. Into Bomber territory, racing to the edge, 45. 40, turns back in. They say he stepped out. Nope, they're going to walk it up to the 37-yard line. First and 10 Riders with 43 seconds and a berth in the Grey Cup on the line.
Richie Hall is going to put all of his pass rushers on, and that's what he does. You see Jeffcoat, you see Jefferson, Kongbo's in.
Dakota Shepley in at right guard with Taron Vaughn out. Phillip Blake is the left tackle. First and 10. Whistled in. Fajardo, straight drop. Pressure up the middle from Willie Jefferson. Escapes. Dumps it off at Powell. 35-30. 25. Steps out of bounds at the 24-yard line. That may end up going as a run play because Fajardo threw it behind him. It's got the Riders first down at the 24 with 36 on the clock.
Man, and stepping out of bounds is the key to that whole play. Powell stops the clock. Great football IQ and awareness by number 29.
Gives him a chance to breathe, right? You don't have to get this playoff in 3 seconds. You can take your time. Let the full play clock go. 10 on it right now. First and 10 from the 24, left hash. Bombers showing 7 on the line. Fajardo, all 7 are coming. Pressure up the right edge. He's hit! And the ball is out!
Oh, no.
And is Teadrick Hansen on
it? It's over. That's the game, folks.
Pressure hard off the right edge. The Bombers have the football. And it looks like the Bombers will be going to the Grey Cup and not the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
They got to see the blitz. The Bombers, it's not like the Bombers had ran that play. They've ran that play before. You got to see it. Cody's got to get the football out.
Cody has a real, Mercy Mastin hit him.
Yeah.
Cody has a real argument that that's an incomplete pass.
Yeah, they do have that argument. You're
It's a challenge. You challenge. This is a must challenge.
Well, yeah. I'm not sure why, though.
Well,
pardon me.
It'll be reviewed automatically as it's a turnover. Cody has a real argument that that's a
Cody's
pass.
Cody's already calling the play.
Yeah. This should be Rider football.
Yeah, some of the defenders from the Bombers are starting to realize it, too, and strapping their helmet back up. Again, I'm not sure why we didn't see that blitz, though. Got to know it's coming. They gave it away. It wasn't like they didn't telegraph it.
Our stats man, John, intimating that is this the CFL version of the tuck play? Oh, he has possession of that. That's an incomplete pass. As his arm comes through, he has possession of the ball. It's not knocked out by the defender. That's 100%. That's an incomplete pass, and this should be Rider football. We don't even need the tuck rule on this one.
Yeah, you know, the problem is with all my experience with the CFL and the refs and the instant replay, I'm never quite positive that they're going to get it right. So
you got to believe,
stand
brother,
with bated breath here, DT.
You got to believe.
It does look like his arm was going forward.
Command Center reviews for Nelson Motors and Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Avonlea, Radville, Estevan, Redvers, and Oxbow. Visit them at nelsonmotors.com. This segment of the game, the exciting conclusion.
After automatic review by the Command Center, we have an incomplete pass.
Cool. There you go.
It'll be second down.
Lucky.
We're here for AGCO, SGI, and A&W. Second and 10 at the Bombers 24.
And all the people that are walking across the street and that have left the stadium, they're banging on the doors now, trying to get back in.
How about Cody Fajardo? The strength to not let that be a fumble, but an incomplete pass. This is an incredible performance. Left hash mark. Bombers put four on the line of scrimmage, including Willie Jefferson in at tackle. Fajardo looking to the short side, gunning across the middle. Manny was never looking. Incomplete behind Manny Arsenault, who never looked at the ball. It's third down, Riders.
And he's open, too. That's the worst part about it is Cody Fajardo puts it right in between a triangle of defenders. And one of the things I was going to say before this snap, they snapped the ball here, DT, is you didn't need it all in one play, right? You could have thrown a short route and gone. Now it's third and 10, and you need everything. Season's on the line, 27 seconds left. What do you got in you?
Jefferson.
This has been a resilient group up until this point. So
Jefferson limps off. Steven Richardson in, third and 10 from the Bombers 24. This is the season to keep it alive. Fajardo, straight drop. Looking downtown, he's got Kyron Moore, undercut, and caught at the five! It went through Marcus Dale's hands, and Kyron Moore, the presence of mind to catch it and step out of bounds at the five with 20 seconds to go! What a catch!
I literally just said this has been a resilient group. They've never given up on plays, and that one right there defines this team. Didn't give up on it. Sales muffed an easy interception. Kyron Moore keeps it in. And the Riders, with 20 seconds left, are still alive in the Western Final. This is unbelievable.
Lucky to be good, and good to be lucky.
But you're not lucky unless you're prepared.
Fajardo, first and goal from the five. 20 seconds to go. Lots of time. Looking to the wide side. Fajardo under pressure from behind. Tuck that ball, and he's down. He's sacked at about the 8-yard line. Got by number 36, Mercy Maston. Second down, Riders. 14 seconds on the clock.
And again, you got to look to the middle of the field, I think, on some of these slants, because Winnipeg's doing a great job taking away the receivers near the sideline. You don't need it all here.
They get to the line very quickly. Receivers motioning everywhere. 10, 9, need two plays. Fajardo, end zone for Shaq. Undercut and knockdown. Brandon Alexander with the knockdown. Third down, Riders, with 4 seconds remaining.
Yeah, and Cody's lucky that's not a pick. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers anticipated that. They even left Naaman Roosevelt all alone in the flat because they were baiting Fajardo into throwing that football. Now it's 3rd and 8. So the Riders got to get either in the end zone or to the 2-yard line. They're on the 8-yard line. It's in the end zone. 3rd and goal.
They've won games.
4 seconds left.
They've won games with no time on the clock. Cody Fajardo has game-winning touchdowns, including one in the stadium. What can they do? 3rd and 8, left hash mark, tight end to the left, 4-man rush, Fajardo, end zone, hits the post! And that's the ball game. It hit the post, it's dead on contact, going for Kyron Moore. Fajardo with a handshake for Jackson Jeffcoat. A good sport, he hangs his head. Though that was an incredible performance from Cody Fajardo, the incompletion on the final play of the game. And if Andrew Harris plants his flag at midfield, I'm going to lose my beans. 20-13, the final score. The Bombers win 2 road games, and they will represent the West in the Grey Cup. Dan Clark, getting a hug oh so close, and what a football game. The final scoreboard for Quality Tire. Quality Tire, we know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. Brian Bennett being consoled on the sidelines. Keenan LaFrance shaking hands with some of the Bombers. Dakota Shepley on a knee near the 30-yard line, wondering what could have and should have been. Just an incredible game from Fajardo, from the defense, from everyone. We will go to break. Riders falling 20-13 to the Bombers. Do we have Dalby on the sidelines? Let's go down to Drew Dalby on the field. Dalby?
Joined by Andrew Harris of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Sir, it's been a very tumultuous season for you. How does it feel to be going back to the Grey Cup?
It's great. It's great. Happy to do it in my hometown. Happy to be part of this great organization, this great team. And one more to go.
Earlier today, we found out it's going to be the Hamilton Tiger Cats. How do you feel about being able to run on that defense?
We're looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Dalby. Andrew Harris and the Bombers beating the Saskatchewan Roughriders. We're going to break. We're back. The post-game show, the fifth quarter, is next. Riders falling 20-13 in the West Final on the Cooperators Roughrider Radio Network.